Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 897, Sanat. This is probably going to be the last in this series of talks from my side, discussing about time in the last session, how in the spiritual world there is no time, Krishna is beyond time. So Krishna's devotees are also beyond time in the matter that they're on the spiritual platform, even though in this world. Several devotees noted how Srila Prabhupada, although from the ordinary perspective, seemed to be, he had a birthday and what would be considered by materialistic people as the day he died, and he might appear to be a product of Victorian Calcutta, Bhadralok, Bengal. So those descriptions are not inaccurate, but the real Prabhupada, who the devotees could perceive, is beyond time and space. He appeared in this world at a certain time in a certain place, but he lives in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. His message is eternal, what he came to speak. He spoke it in the context of the world all around him, but the message he came to speak, and he acted on that eternal platform. He didn't act as if I am this body. Of course, as long as we're in this material world, we are constrained by the body. And devotees also appear to go through that. So again, it's an inconceivable topic. Therefore, we are warned, Gurushu Naramatihi, that anyone who considers the Guru as an ordinary person, then sa naraki saha, he's hellish, such a person is hellish. Devotees are beyond time, even while living in this world, which is limited, delimited and limited by time, because they know they're not the body. The gross body is subject to space and time. The subtle body can transcend the limits of space to some extent. And some yogis seem to, they can tell you the future. So they seem to transcend some of the limits of time also. But the spirit is by nature separate from everything material, including material space and spiritual and material time. So the spiritual quest is to, one way of looking at the spiritual quest is the quest to go beyond time and space, to come to the eternal platform. Devotees like Krishna are beyond time. Srila Prabhupada writes in his translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, Text 39, time controls everyone in this world, but Bhagavatam states, time can control only those who are body conscious. It's a lot to think about. It's a short sentence. Kapiladev says, this is Srila Prabhupada's translation of Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, Text 37. The time factor who causes the transformations of the various material manifestations is another feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we've heard many times in this series of talks. Anyone who does not know that time is the same Supreme Personality is afraid of the time factor. From Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse, Everyone is afraid of the activities of time, but a devotee who knows that the time factor is another representation or manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to fear from the influence of time. There is cause for fear for a person who does not know how time acts. Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21, Text 18. There's a lot of discussion about time in Canto 3, including the chapter, Calculation of Time from the Atom. So in this verse, Kardama Muni says, speaking to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, your wheel, which has three knaves, rotates around the axis of the imperishable Brahman. It has 13 spokes, 360 joints, six rims, and numberless leaves carved upon it. Though its revolution cut short the lifespan of the entire creation, this wheel of tremendous velocity cannot touch the lifespan of the devotees of the Lord. So again, we see devotees are beyond time. 13 spokes, 13 months. 360 joints, 360 days. We're talking about here, the lunar come solar calendar. Six rims, six seasons. This is discussed in the purport also. I'll read from the purport. The time factor cannot affect the span of the life of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada said that when he had heart attacks on the Jaladuta crossing the Atlantic, he said, actually, that was my time up as far as my destiny or what you could see in the chart, the astrological chart is concerned, but Krishna gave an extension. The time factor cannot affect the span of life of the devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that a little execution of devotional service saves one from the greatest danger. The greatest danger is transmigration of the soul from one body to another, and only devotional service to the Lord can stop this process. It is stated in the Vedic literatures, Haring vina namritim taranti. Without the mercy of the Lord, one cannot stop the cycle of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that only by understanding the transcendental nature of the Lord and his activities, his appearance and disappearance, one can stop the cycle of death and go back to him. The time factor is divided into many fractions of moments, hours, months, years, periods, seasons, etc. All the divisions in this verse are determined according to the astronomical calculations of Vedic literature. There are six seasons called the ritus, and there is the period of 4 months called Chaturmasya. Three periods of 4 months complete 1 year. According to Vedic astronomical calculations, there are 13 months. The 13th month is written here as Adhimas. That should be Adhikmas. Or Malamas, and is added every third year. The time factor, however, cannot touch the lifespan of the devotees. That's the point I'm emphasizing here. Devotees are beyond time. In another verse, it is stated that when the sun rises and sets, it takes away the life of all living entities, but it cannot take away the life of those who are engaged in devotional service. I'll get round to reading that verse in the course of this talk. Time is compared here to a big wheel which has 360 joints, six rims in the shape of seasons, and numberless leaves in the shape of moments. It rotates on the eternal existence, Brahman. It's a simple point to understand. Everything material is perishable, but that which is spiritual is eternal. Na sito vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. So the only way to escape the influence of time is to come to the spiritual platform. As long as we're on the material platform, we cannot escape the influence of time. By coming to the spiritual platform, one automatically becomes free from the effects of karma, because the effects of karma are material, part of the material energy. And they are manifested as punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, repeated birth and death with suffering in between. Another consideration about time, Srila Prabhupada said that the spiritual master's order cannot be neglected, but it may be delayed because everything depends on time. Srila Prabhupada, he had the order from his spiritual master to preach in the English language, and he took that to mean in the wider English-speaking world. Srila Prabhupada said he didn't do it immediately, but he never forgot that order. It took time to execute it. Everything depends on time. You can have the right idea, the right motivation, plans. You may be guided by the right people, but if the time is wrong, it won't work. And we see that in the Bhagavatam also, in the description of the demigods and the demons fighting and getting the nectar, or not getting the nectar, that everything was the same, for they were both had pretty much equal strength, endeavor, everything. But at a certain time, the time favored the demigods. Prior to that, Brihaspati, when Bali Maharaj's armies came approaching the planet of Indra, then Brihaspati told the demigods, look, the time is not right for you now. Don't even bother fighting. Just go and hide somewhere. Later, when the time factor becomes favorable, then we'll see what to do. So then the next consideration is, don't waste time. Time is God, we hear. We've heard so many times. Kalosmi, Krishna says. Time is God. Time is a major inescapable means whereby God, Krishna, manifests himself in this world. Krishna also comes time to time on schedule. So time in the material atmosphere facilitates Krishna's pastimes. And time is the manifestation of Krishna, which enables action and manifests as destiny, fate, in the form of karmic reactions. And like God, it is impossible for us to fully understand. We can understand, very basically and very simply, Krishna is the absolute truth. He's not relative to anything. This much we can understand. But it would be wise for us, instead of getting into so many philosophical complexities, you see philosophers, they get into all kinds of philosophical complexities. If you say anything you say, a philosopher can challenge it. Can you think of any statement that can't be challenged? Can you think? Try and make a statement which is absolutely unchallengeable, absolutely clear that everyone can understand. What about 1 + 1 = 2? We discussed that yesterday. Srila Prabhupada said, no, that's only true in the context of material creation. So that not everything can be subject to that. But then you can say 1 + 1 is, what does that mean? What does it mean? What do you mean by a number? It's a concept. There's no thing called one. And man and woman come together, and then you get 1 + 1 = 3, 4, 5, 6. So you can challenge anything. There's no end to it. But at some point, you just have to accept Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. And we conclude that we don't have enough time in this life to know what time is anyway. You can spend your whole life philosophizing and trying to understand it, but you don't have enough time in your life to even if you could understand it, you don't have time in one life. We'll never work it out. Here is a quote translated from Hippocrates, Greek philosopher. Life is short. Art is long. In other words, to do anything takes a lot of time. Opportunities are fleeting. Experience is treacherous. Don't trust your experience. And judgment is difficult to make. However much we speculate, that's the end of that quote. However much we speculate about time, one thing we can know, it will catch up with us. We're going to have to leave this body. Time will kick us out. That's Krishna. Krishna is time. God is love, yes, but he's also death. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't say, I am love. He says, Mrityu sarvaharaschaham. In the Gita, we get much discussion of Krishna, how he relates to this material world. A lot of discussion. So in this material world, we can see God is death. And love is there. But the particular statement is there. Mrityu, time. So we should become detached from hopes for happiness in future lives, in this life or in future lives, by studying the effects of time. It gives rise to evolution, development, but that whatever it develops again destroys. We see in Gita, Krishna speaking about Paramatma, Grasishnu, Prabhavishnucha, destroys, literally, devours, the Prabhupada's translation, devours and develops everything. Destroy, build up, destroy, build. This is material existence. We should see this. Consider the past and understand the future will also be miserable. There's this hope, durasha ye bahirata maninas. Everything was miserable, but I'll just make a little adjustment and then everything will be nice. But we should be more realistic. The future will also be miserable, so we should resolve to act in the present to make a better future. That's what life coaches say, right? Make a better future for yourself. You have to act. Don't waste time. Utishtha, Jagrata. The Vedic text is there also. Utishtha, Jagrata, Prapya, Varang, Nibodhata. Get up. Wake up. Become aware of the boon which is available in human life. Life is short. Don't waste time. Instead of trying to understand the intricacies of time, which we'll never fully understand, it's more intelligent to utilize whatever time we have to go beyond time. Ladva sudur labam midang bahu sambhavante marnusham arthadam anityam api hadhira turnam, turnam, means quickly, quickly, turnam yateta napateta namritya yavan Nisriyasaya Vishayakalu Sarvatasyat. Having attained this rarely attained human form of life, after many, many births, we should understand human life is very valuable, but it's also fleeting, won't last very long. Therefore, we should endeavor without delay, turnam yateta. There's supposed to be watching, so the door is supposed to be kept open, so the bell is not rung. Turnam yateta, endeavor now, do it now. No procrastination. Procrastination is in the mode of ignorance. Dirga sutri, that is mentioned in Gita, one of the symptoms. Someone in Tamagora, They take a long time to do things, or they just don't do it at all. So do it now, because you're going to have to die soon. So don't wait till you're dead or almost dead. Do it now and act for our ultimate benefit. And if we think, well, I could enjoy myself, you can. 84 like species of life to enjoy and suffer in. But human life is meant for going beyond death. Avyarta kalatvam. That is one of the symptoms of a devotee in bhava bhakti. He doesn't want to waste any time. Concerning this, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 17, a Krishna-conscious person cannot bear to pass a minute of his life without being engaged in the service of the Lord. Now, I'd said that from the purport we're reading, I said there's one verse, I'll get to it, so here it is. Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Text 17. Ayur harati vai pungsam udyan astang chayan aso tas yarte yat kshano nita utamashloka vartaya. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. Yeah. I often think that almost every day. Another day gone, another day gone, another day gone. Tick, 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 tick. One time the clock is going to stop ticking. So we should utilize our time in Uttama Shloka Vartaya, discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. In his purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, even a fraction of the duration of life cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Here he's paraphrasing Charnakya Pandit, Ayusha kshana ekopi na labhya swarna kutibihi nachain nirartakang niti ka chahanis tatodika. The meaning of which, even a fraction of the duration of life cannot be wasted, cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. And Charnakya says, there's the biggest loss we can have. Loss of time. Quoting from Srila Prabhupada's lecture, which he gave on Bhagavatam in San Francisco on March 15, 1968, Srila Prabhupada said, today, 15th March 1968, now it is 7:35, gone. As soon as it is 7:36, you cannot bring back that 1968 15th of March evening 7:35 again. Even if you pay millions of dollars, please come back again. No, finished. So Charnakya Pandit says, time is so valuable that if you pay millions of gold coins, you cannot get back even a moment. What is lost for good. If you have such valuable, if you spoil such valuable time for nothing without any profit, just imagine how much you are losing. How greatly you are the loser. Please remove this girl. All right, she's going to make a noise again. Another quote from Charnakya. Kuru punya mahora tram smara nityam anityatam. Day and night perform pious activities, remembering always that everything here is temporary. From Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 3. Since every second of human life is important, an enlightened man should be very careful to utilize time very cautiously. 1 second of human life wasted in the vain research of planning for happiness in the material world can never be replaced, even if one spends millions of coins of gold. So people are very anxious to accumulate money, but they don't realize that they're wasting something more valuable than money, which is their whole life, the time they're wasting. A quote from a letter from Srila Prabhupada: "We should not waste our time on that which is not very sure." Quote from another letter from Srila Prabhupada: "If you really want to achieve the goal of your life, then become very serious to always pursue it at every moment and not be distracted by anything false." From a lecture by Srila Prabhupada: "Don't waste a single moment. That should be your life's policy." Again, quoting from the third canto of Bhagavatam texts, third canto, chapter 29, text 18, Kapila Dev says, "A devotee should always try to hear about spiritual matters and should always utilize his time in chanting the holy name of the Lord." From another lecture of Srila Prabhupada: "You see, Srila Prabhupada spoke about this a lot. Every moment should be properly utilized. Avyartha kalatvam. When one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, his business becomes to see whether I am wasting my time. That is the sign, is one of the signs of an advanced devotee." From another letter of Srila Prabhupada: "Our time is very short. We have to finish our Krishna consciousness during our lifetime, and we should not waste a single moment for anything else." When Prabhupada says finish, means we have to finish our program of getting out of this material world by Krishna consciousness. We should not waste a single moment for anything else. Quoting from the Vishnu Purana, quoted in Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavatam Canto 2, chapter 7, text 46, "Sahanis tan mahach chidram samoha satcha vibhramaha yan muhurtam kshanang vapi vasudevam na chintayet." If even for a moment remembrance of Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is missed, that is the greatest loss, that is the greatest illusion, and that is the greatest anomaly. So we shouldn't waste time on extraneous things. Now, living in this world, trying to preach Krishna consciousness in this world, we do discuss various topics about this world. Some time ago there was a lot of discussion about coronavirus. Then there was discussion about Ukraine, and so much discussion about politics and this and that. As much as we need to, we should. It can be hard to see the end of that because there's no end to discussion. But sometimes you see devotees, they get into all on and on and on about coronavirus and this and that and politics. Who's the best? I've several times heard devotees in America especially seem to be really into politics. And they almost all of them seem to identify with either the Democrats or the Republicans. And they go on, I heard once in Mayapur, who will be best for ISKCON? You know, they don't even know about ISKCON, they don't care about ISKCON. And the general thing is that the Republicans, they're more, at the present time, they're more conservative as a matter. They tend to be anti-abortion, pro-religion, not pro-Krishna consciousness per se, pro-evangelical Christianity. Whereas the Democrats, they're more likely to allow us because they... So you just go on and on and on discussing, but what's the point? And you can discuss about coronavirus, where did it originate? Is there really a virus? Is it a plandemic? You can go and discuss. It doesn't make any difference. Even if you find out that what's the actual fact about it, what does it matter? What difference is it going to make? You're not going to change the world. So don't waste time discussing extraneous things. Here's an interesting thing, which was sent to me by one of my godbrothers. It's not Krishna conscious per se, but it's talking about the value of time. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed his final exam. That means he has to go back for another year, and then at least the old system was that. You have to wait another year before you can take the exam again. To realize the value of a month, ask a mother who's given birth to a baby born a month prematurely. To realize the value of turning off your cell phone, don't let it ring again, otherwise I'll get mad at you. Could you please all turn off your cell phones or so they don't make little sounds? To realize the value of a day, ask a daily wage laborer who lives day to day on his daily earnings. If he misses a day, he doesn't feed his family. To realize the value of an hour, ask lovers who are waiting to meet. A moment feels like 12 years or more. To realize the value of a minute, ask a person who just missed their plane. But I only got here 1 minute late, sorry. To realize the value of a second, ask a person who survived an accident. They just swerved, just 1 second. To realize the value of a millisecond, ask a person who won the silver medal. Interesting, huh? All the time of all living beings is taken up in Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitun. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Many animals, such as cows, spend most of their life eating. Either eating or then they swallow it and then they regurgitate it and they eat it again. What's that called? Ruminate. They ruminate on it. So human life, valuable. We don't have time to waste on extraneous things. We don't have time to be idle. Our lives are too short, and Lord Chaitanya's mission is too important. From Bhagavatam again, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 12. What is the life, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest. Here's a quote from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Forget the past that sleeps, and never the future, dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. So, we shouldn't waste time, and we should also another consideration about time. Just, it's always good to remember how insignificant we are in terms of time and space. We're here for a blip of a moment in eternal time, in this one body, and in space. Massive space. We're just in a tiny, tiny. We have our little field of activities, just a tiny little field. Even the President of the United States, the United States is it's a prominent country on this earth at the present time. It won't be if it wasn't previously, and it won't be in future, we can surmise. But what is this Earth planet in terms of the whole, so many planets? So it's always good to remember how small we are in terms of time and space. Okay, here are a couple of questions. I'm not going to answer them. They're just interesting points to think about. Here is Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 15, spoken by Bhishma Dev as he lies on his bed of arrows. Yatra dharma suto raja gada Pane Vrikrodaraha Krishnas Dri Gandivang Chapam Suhrit Krishnas Tato Vipat. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthir, the son of the demigod controlling religion? Bhima, the great fighter with a club, the great bowman, Arjuna, with his mighty weapon, Gandiva, and above all the Lord, the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas. So does that mean that time is stronger than dharma? Destiny is stronger than dharma? That was a big question Draupadi was asked. We find also Lakshman questioning Rama in Rama. What is all this destiny stuff? Forget this destiny. We're Kshatriyas. We don't believe in destiny. We do what we want to do. We by our own strength we make fate. But how can it be that such Yudhishthir is the son of the son of the demigod controlling religion, Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters with their club and their Gandiva. Krishna is their best friend. So, is time stronger than all of this? It's what Bhishma seems to be saying. What's the answer? Time is stronger than dharma. What's the answer? Time is Krishna and everything has its time for fruition. We often hear that. Why do good people suffer and bad people seem to prosper? In course of time, everything will be seen. And of course, there was Krishna's will also. It's an interesting... How do we understand this? Krishna wasn't present, he was in Dwaraka at the time of the gambling match in which Draupadi was insulted and they were all sent to the forest. And he was, I believe he was fighting with Shalva at the time, and then he said, I couldn't come because I was preoccupied. Yeah. But at the same time, it was his desire that the battle of Kurukshetra take place. Lila Shakti, Yoga Maya, works in mysterious ways. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he always knows that, and in his pastimes, he's not aware of it also. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains. He's always aware that he's God and he forgets it at the same time for his pastimes. Mind-boggling. Okay, here's a question. Can God change the past? If he changes it, then it's not the past anymore, is it? That could be, and then everything changes. That could be solved by the multiverse, the one certain speculation coming out of quantum theory. Can God change the past? We have to say yes, but we wouldn't understand it. Maybe he already did do. That's what I'm saying. The one certain interpretation of quantum theory says that all possibilities happen. So at every moment there are unlimited possibilities. I can pick this up or not pick it up. They're just unlimited possibilities. Someone in this room could get up and walk out, or they stay here, but. So according to one interpretation, someone's walking out of the room and someone is, and they're not walking out because they're in different universe, and at every moment it unfolds. That's what you get when you try to understand reality through mathematics and try and interpret it. It doesn't necessarily coincide with common sense, and a lot of stuff apparently in quantum theory doesn't coincide with common sense at all, or it's anti, what's it called? Anti-intuitional, was there some word like that? I just can't remember it now. And it's, yeah. Okay, well, this time I finished this series of talks. Vanchakalpatarubhyas chakripa sindubhya evachapatitanam pavadebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya trunakang padayo nipatya kritva chakakushatam etad. Aham bravimi hei sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad goranga chandra charne kurutanuraga. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanamukaro navayang vicharyamaha. Hari rasa madhira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Shantakaram bhujagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishvadharam gaganasadrisham megavarnam shubhangam lakshmi kantam kamalanayanam yogi vidhyana gamyam vande vishnum bhavabhayaharam sarvalokaikanatham jayati jananivaso devaki janmavado yaduvara Varishat Swaridor Bir Asyan Adharmam Stirachara Vijanakanasu Smita Sri Mukhena Rajapura Vanitanam Vardayan Kamadevam Barha Piram Nartavaravara Vapu Karneyo Karnikaram Pibradvasa Kanaka Kapisham Vijayantim Chamalam Randran Veirnur Adhara Sudhya Purayan Gopa Vrindayar Vrindaranyam Svapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanaya Iva Svadyo Yena Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiyaha Sokhyam Chasyamad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavardya Samajani Sachi Garbhasindho Harindo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.